कृष्ण तेरी हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सिद्धांत सरस्वती की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णवृंद की नानाचार्य हरिनाथ की पंचम पौरुष कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री गौरव श्रीवासी गौर भक्तवृंद राधा कृष्ण गौर गोविंदा की महाराज की नीलाम की जगनपुरी राम की तुलसी देवी की भक्ति देवी की गंगामय की रामीण की सौंदे के भक्तवृंद और गोय सिंधु की शीघ्र प्रणाम जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तवृंद जन रंग दु जाओ कनक विधात संकीर्तन कथित कमल ब्रह्म अंग कंती तारा निर्विशेष प्रकाश क्षमा चक्ष ज्योतिर्मय ब्रह्मांग कंटिता निर्विशेष निर्विशेष प्रकाश सूर्या जैन क्षमा चक्ष ज्योतिर्मय विशेष प्रकाश जया जन चन चक्षे ज्योतिर्मय भाषे
ब्रह्मांग कंति तंत्र निर्विशेष प्रकाशे
सूर्य येन
another shloka so we get other people can chant them. Brahma. The impersonal Brahman effulgence. Angakanti. The bodily rays. Tara. Of him. Nirvishesha. Without varieties. Prakashe. Manifestation. Surya. Jnana.
Exactly like the sun.
Chana. Chakshe. With our ordinary material eyes. Jyoti Maya. Simply effulgent. Bhase. Appears. The manifestation of the impersonal Brahman effulgence, which is without variety, is the rays of Krishna's bodily effulgence. It is exactly like the sun. When the sun is seen by our ordinary eyes, it simply appears to consist of effulgence. 160. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanga koti. Koti shvasesha vasudhari vibhuti vinna. Tadvanna niskalamanantam asesha bhutam. Govinda Mari Purushanta Maham Bhajami. Anybody chant? Anyone who didn't chant last time? Yasya, of whom? Prabha, the effulgence. Prabhavata, of one who excels in power. Jagat Anda, of universes. Koti Koti Shu, in millions and millions. Ashesha, unlimited. Vasudha Adi, with planets and other manifestations. Vibhuti, with opulences. Vinnan, becoming variegated. That. Brahma. Brahman. Nishkalam, without parts. Anantam. Unlimited. Ashesha Bhutan. Being complete. Govindam. Lord Govinda. Adi Purusham. The original person. Tam. Him. Aham. I. Bhajami. Worship. I worship Govinda, the primary of the Lord, who is endowed with great power. The glowing effulgence of his transcendental form is the impersonal Brahman, which is absolute, complete, and unlimited, and which displays the varieties of countless planets with their different opulences in millions and millions of universes. Purport. This verse is quoted from Brahma Samhita 540 for an explanation. Refer to Adi Lila, chapter 2, verse 14. Can you put that? That's familiar. What's the purport of it? This verse appears in Brahma Samhita, Each and every one of the countless universes is full of innumerable planets with different constitutions and atmospheres. All these come from the unlimited non-dual Brahman, or complete whole, which exists in absolute knowledge. The origin of that unlimited Brahman effulgence is the transcendental body of Govinda, who is offered respectful obeisances as the original and supreme personality of Godhead. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadhi Gaur Bhakta Bindu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. So this is an example of a change of Veda Beta. There's no purport, but there is a purport. Manifestation of the impersonal Brahman effulgence, which is without variety, is the rays of Krishna's bodily effulgence. It is exactly like the sun. When the sun is seen by ordinary eyes, it simply appears to consist of effulgence. Yashya prabhata bhagato jagadanda kauti kauti shvishesha vasudari vibhuti vinaam tibhana nishkanyam tamashesha bhutam govinda maripurusham tamam vijam. Worship Govinda, the prime evil Lord, was endowed with great power. The glowing effulgence of his transcendental form is the impersonal Brahman, which is absolute, complete, and unlimited, and which displays the varieties of countless planets with their different opulences and millions of universes. Kotishu. So there's unlimited koti universes described here. And we're in one tiny universe. We have the example. And might become later where Brahma was very puffed up and so many Brahmas appeared to show. And they each couldn't see each other as well. So this is the inconceivable potency. Yashaita Nishvashita Kaur Mata Avalambya. Within this verses of the Brahma Samhita, it's described how Ashesha Teja, this unlimited effulgence coming from the body of the Lord. And it Halamaya Papena Satyasapitam. Described there in the Upanishad that devotees don't want to necessarily see that effulgence, but every so often they see it in different ways. When Arjuna went with Krishna through the coverings of the universe, he could see that. Also during the Leela in the 11th chapter of the Gita, Arjuna saw the glowing effulgence like millions of suns. Now we can see one sun, it gets pretty bright. Jyoti Maya. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down in the assembly of Prakashananda and his disciples, he was exhibiting this, there's some argument amongst the devotees sometimes whether he convinced them by his effulgence. But Prabhupada said, no, there was argument. We've heard this before, that one of Prabhupada's godbrothers, within the context of what happened was that when the Prabhupada disciple was giving a lecture at the university and he was talking about this pastime and how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had presented so many wonderful arguments to convince the impersonalists. So it just so happens, and it only happened one time, Prabhupada's godbrother was there visiting United States, only time he ever visited, and he happened to be invited to that particular showdown, whatever you call it. And so after that devotee, it was the Uttama Shloka actually, spoke nicely, then Prabhupada's godbrother said, no, there was no need of argument. He simply exhibited his effulgence, like that. Mahatejo Maya, we have this here, Jyoti Maya, but Tejo Maya. So, full of Jyoti or full of Teja powers, Ashesha Teja. So, when it came to Prabhupada's attention, then you can hear him, and he says on a conversation, he said in a very distinct way, as only Prabhupada could say, he said, there was argument, rascal. Within the context of everything. And so, in other words, it wasn't only argument, that if we had to go and argue with Prakashananda and his disciples, who are all big pandit gyanis, but they're used to, habituated to calling each other Narayana, Namo Narayana, Danda Grahina Matrena, Namo Narayana. As soon as they get a danda, they think they're Narayana. Mahaprabhu used to have one thing he would say to them, and they would say that, he would say, Krishna Mithya Rastu, may Krishna go into your mind. So, it was this argument, his way of... Anyway, when he sat down in the place, Ihanashi, these impersonalists, according to a great authority, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, when he was speaking with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the very beginning, just describing Chaitanya Bhagavat, that he thought Mahaprabhu, he told Gopinathacharya that, oh, he's a young boy, you know, he's not even in his proper sampradaya, he didn't even know which, amongst the sannyasis, they're very smart, these impersonals, they have, you know, if you're bharati, you have to be in the Saraswati to be the best, you know, I think he has to be the best, always the best. So, Mahaprabhu is in his bharati. So it's not enough just to be, you know, some kind of, you can't be in the Puri, Ashram, Sagar, there's so many, 10 different types. So he was saying that this, he might ponder that he's become he's not a Saraswati. I will reinitiate him to see, he was going to reinitiate him in sannyasa. He's not even a sannyasi, but he was instructing the sannyasis, he considered them. But he also told to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, said, I don't know how come you took sannyasa. Sannyasis are all so puffed up. Now, we know Mahaprabhu says, Chanadapi Sunitana, Amani, one should be so humble. What's the use of being sannyasa if one is so puffed up? But this is a problem. So here, Mahaprabhu is presenting, Kaviraj Goswami presenting again and again, we heard about that logic, hammering the post, I forget the Sanskrit. Again, making the same point, again and again, to become humble at this, what is going on here? Brahmaji, he's describing here, in his Brahma Samhita, and very succinctly, very carefully, and he was giving instruction at the end also, Dhamananyam Parichaja Mami Kambhaja Vishvatam. Give up all other things, just like the Bhagavad Gita. Give up all other endeavors. Gradually, Sivya Bhavati Tadashi, you'll get your perfection, simply. But you offer these prayers and you please the Supreme Personality of God with these prayers. So, in the morning we're reading, if we're not reading the prayers, we're reading 6 verses. So everyone's welcome to come to Mangalavati that way. Because Prabhupada said, everyone should enter into these, or recite these prayers every day. Well, he wasn't specific, you know, Prabhupada didn't say chant all of the prayers, he didn't say chant the whole Brahma Samhita. I remember I was speaking with Gopi Pranadana one time in LA in 1976, and he told me he was memorizing Brahma Samhita. So in those days, I just assumed he was memorizing the prayers. So some days later, I asked him, oh, so you finished? Maybe a week later, I said, will you finish those memorizing the Brahma Samhita prayers? He said, no, I memorize the whole Brahma Samhita. So, depending on our brain, yata, mati, as much as intelligence, because I really felt like a complete idiot, like memorized. I asked him, how long did it take? He yes, 3 days. He said 3 days. He said, no, no, I almost finished First Kingdom, first chapter. Now I'm doing Bible time like that. So this is the business of the Vaishnavas, just simply to chant and hearing. Chant, by chanting and hearing, you automatically will remember so many things. That's why Satam Prasangam, the devotees get together to chant and hear. Not just simply to, you know, the football game or something. Yeah, wait a minute, we are going to the football game. So, but we're chanting and hearing at the football game. So the Brahma Samhita prayer is so important. How Prabhupada says in that talk, or purport, you can hear it, that Mahaprabhu has instructed his very intimate disciples. But it's not only for intimate disciples. Of course, they're doing it, Brahma Samhita. It's described by Kaviraj Goswami that this Brahma Samhita is all Siddhantas, Sarvajit Siddhanta. All Siddhantas are present there, at least in seed form in the Brahma Samhita. In another way, it says Jivanti Vilaja. Jagadanda Nata. The Jagadanda again is referenced there. The Anga, the small, tiny little golden sperms. We're hearing about that in the morning also. They come out, they expand, how Vishnu expands into them, and how he's. When Arjuna saw this version of the universal form, he saw some idea. Prabhupada stresses that we cannot, no one, not any devotee can comprehend that he knows what is. This is the Mayavadis. They think they can understand. They are equal to God. We will understand like scientists. That we will bring this material nature under our control. This is their idea. Very purely mundane idea because they don't have divine eyes. When Arjuna asked to see this universal form, they give me these eyes. If you think I know all right to see it, then give them to Dami Te Chakshu. Krishna said, I'll give you divine eyes. So without the giving of divine eyes, Chakshu Dam Dilo Je Janmi Janmi Prabhu She. Prabhu She, sometimes Prabhu would use the word Pita instead of, we're just describing the Guru as Prabhu. He's saying his father, he's also father. So, Chakshu Dan Dila, we're praying to the Guru. We don't have these eyes. We're running after you. Acharya, you are seeing. Krishna say Tomar, Krishna Dite Pa. I'm running after you because you have the divine eyes. You can see. People know that when Prabhupada is seeing. Stavara Jangana Deke, Nadeke Paramorti. He did not see that. What we are seeing, what ordinary persons are seeing. Wherever he is seeing, whether it's moving, not moving, Ishta Deva Sporti, he's seeing the Lord, he's seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vismite Viparitam Shat. By forgetting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, things go bad. How does that verse go? First name? No, that's not the first name. Huh? The Tanshana Smite Yasmin. Duskaram Sukaram Bhava. That which is very difficult becomes easy and by forgetting. What you said is similar, but I forgot.
The next line is Vishmite Vitaram Shata, Sri Chaitanya Namani.
You gave 2 lines before that they were different shloka. That's all right, I get it. If you know too many shlokas, it's a danger. It's very bad. Then you get confused. So this is, we have different pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One time an astrologer was begging, probably describes how the Brahmins, even up to, he said, 60 years back, he wrote that about 50 years ago, 40 years ago, 40, 50, he said, so 100 years. He said the Brahmins were so expert that many of them would be astrologers. So even a poor person, generally poor people are not so educated to understand, but even if a poor person asked a Brahmin something, he could give something about astrology, or he could give some medical advice, might know Ayurveda, it's very often they would. But this astrologer 500 years ago, he was a humble Brahmin, very humbled, not asking for anything, but he came to Nimal Pandit's house, and he got some association with Nimai Pandit. I'm an astrologer if you need something like that. Now, Nimai Pandit, of course, Shadaishvaya Purna, Shadaishvaya Purna. He's full of all opulences, Vibhuti. Yajyajibhuti matsattam shimarojitani tattaribhava lakshattam abhate jamtrasa. Krishna says in the end of the 10th chapter of the Gita, all these opulences, they come from me. All beautiful, amazing things come from me. And in the beginning of that 10th chapter, he also said, Aham adyuhi devanam maharshanam. None of these devas can know me, none of the great maharshis, because I'm the source in every respect, I'm the source of all these persons. So, but still Arjuna is asking, you can tell me something. Of course, Krishna already said, Aham sarvasya prabhava, we have this prabhava. From me, everything is emanating, Aham sarvasya prabhava. Mattak sarvam pravartate iti mapa. Still, Arjuna was asking, you can tell, Pradhani, give me some idea, tell me in detail, he said. But then Krishna said, I can't tell you in detail, I can give Pradhanyata Kuru Shrestha, I can give a general idea of my opulences. And he gave Madhyamcha, Anta, the beginning, middle, and end of all living entities, Bhutananta Yavacha. Well, that's enough. Mirchu Sarva Harascha Aham. You want to think about the vibhutis of Krishna, yes, I am death. Prabhupada used to quote that. Mirchu, I take away everything. You're thinking of big shot, your understanding, and really, all your dramatic activities are finished, Prabhupada. All your planning, commissioning, and stopgap, Prabhupada said, stopgap, just trying to, just like in England, they have one, Prime Minister, the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, I don't know what to do, oh my God, we gotta get somebody who has a brain, finally they got an Indian guy, maybe he's smarter, we hope so. He's been to the temple, maybe he'll show up and donate his $20 billion. So, bewildered, always bewildered what to do. Anyway, the astrologer came to see Mahaprabhu. I was like, can you say anything like, about, I don't know much about what was I in previous life, so astrologer even, And he saw the Maha, he also saw this effulgence, and then he saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was this original Gopal character, of course, the astrologer, like, I remember I did this painting in Brooklyn, and I know what happened to it, it was a big painting. I never finished it. What happened? I went to India, I left it there. But it was the astrologer was painting, And he saw what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, Gopal Krishna like that. And he said, but now I'm a Brahmin. But Chaitanya said, no, before I was a kind of Brahmin. But Balaram, what is it saying? Say, before he was a coward boy, Krishna Balaram, no coward. Now they've come, we hear about that fight between Krishna and Balaram with Gornitai. Madhusachi had a dream. And in the dream, she had a Krishna Balaram deities, and Gornitai came in and said, hey, you guys, what are you doing this our turn? You don't stand up on the altar now. Now it's our turn. So they started fighting, and Balaram was fighting with Nitai. And Nitai was fighting with Nimai and Nitai were fighting with, one was fighting with the other. No, it's our turn. We are here now. Anyway, this astrologer, he got to see that. He could see this. Just like Prakashananda and his disciples, they saw the Tejo Maya. But they didn't get to see the Gopal Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes into the Jagannath temple and faints. Most people are seeing living the Jagannath there, but they don't see that Gopal Krishna form. But he's seen it, he's seen like that. He has the eyes, of course, he's Krishna, he's seen. Krishna, he's always wanting, where is Krishna? When he came back from Gaya, he was simply seeing always as Krishna. Everything became Krishna, 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 Krishna. Tell us what to do, what should we chant? Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hari Hari Nama Krishna, that's all. Well, this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming with his gift of the holy name. changed your name. He's giving his own name. He's intoxicated with his own name, his own pastimes. So, but these verses describe this unlimited. And Arjuna saw something also, a little bit that he could see. He has given divine eyes. He could see different planets, and in between the space was also Krishna. I see in between the planets he's everywhere. And Dantarashtra Paramanu Chantarashtam. Every tiny atom he's there, spread throughout. Vasudhari. So Vasudha sometimes refers to the earth, but here it refers to all the different planets. Vasudhari. And it says also Jagadanda Koti Anantam, it's unlimited. Anantam Ashesha Bhutam. Advaitya Chutya Nari Ananta Rupam Ajam Purana Navayovanam. It's unlimited. So it's very, you could say, poetic, but also scientific. It covers everything. When you read Brahma Samhita, you read Bhagavatam, Ashesha. This word is used so many times. Ashesha Bhutam, being complete. So, Ashesha Sanklesha Samanvidate. Some of these verses, when you read in the third canto, between Maitreya and Vidura, so the verse is given that unlimited sinful activities are destroyed. Hare Padam Smriti, by thinking of these pastimes, feet of Krishna, what he's doing. This was seen in conversation in Tokyo. So Prabhupada was saying how there was some chanting of second canto verses, and the pronunciation was not very nice, so it wasn't, they weren't familiar, that familiar. Stammering along like that. So Prabhupada said, you must become attracted to this Bhagavata. It is Krishna. If you become attracted, then it's, I'm different from Krishna. Must become attracted to the verses, just to hear Yashya, Prabhupada, Bhagavato, just like when we have festival, we chant this Brahma Samhita. So, Ashesha Sankresha Shamandidate, or it says Ashesha Kana, also. Ashesha Kana, there's unceasing, unlimited material desires, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing. Ashesha Kana, where are they? Hridi Maja More, in my heart. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's very, what can we say, I mean, most advanced person, but he's still proclaiming that he has unlimited, unceasing material desires in the heart. Hridya Roga Kama, Asvatahano Vacharina Dira. But by studying Bhagavatam, it's described, Vakriditam Vajibhidhuritam Vishnu. All those desires in the heart are uprooted, Vakriditam. Hridya Roga Kama. Rog means a disease. So Mahaprabhu is coming with his Anachio Shogi, he's bringing the medicine for that disease. This medicine means his pastimes, his teachings. And this is all part and parcel. Every part of the Bhagavatam. Taridam Ati Rahasyam Gora Lilamitam. It is Ati Rahasyam. One time it's public, we give it out to anybody in the street, and sometimes I have to laugh, somebody gets a CC, never even had an Isha Upanishad, never had an unchaining, never knew anything, and they get a CC, your book distributed. It's kind of funny. You give them directly to Chaitanya
Kirti? PLC.
Huh?
PLC.
Kirti?
PLC, Teaching of God.
Oh, that's what you give most of. That's good, yeah. That explains easier. But if you get like an Adi One, you know, with all the shlokas, it's like this fat, or, you know, now the books are even fatter nowadays. So they're getting the nectar. But Kaviraj Goswami says it's Ati Rahasyam, Gorila Mritamya. Very confidential, but the Kala Samudya Kala, he said the hog like, dog like men, camel like, they won't appreciate it. And he said, that's okay. They can be envious. Tara love them. I love them. They won't be able to attain Mahaprabhu, Krishna consciousness. That's all. So if they're envious, he said they're envious like pigs and dogs. So we don't want to be envious like pigs and dogs. We want to somehow develop taste for this chanting of these verses. Ashesha Bhutan Govindamadi Bhutan Tamaham Bhajami. So, alright, so if there's any questions, comments.
What does envious like pigs and dogs mean? How do you see a pig and a dog as envious?
Prabhupada said that in one purport where Mahaprabhu is speaking, I think it's in Alleluia, the village of Kanda, was it? He said, everyone in that village is my friend, even the dogs. And then Prabhupada says, this is a very important point because dogs are number one non-devotees because they urinate on Tulsi. But I was thinking many animals might urinate on Tulsi, not a cat or anything, but still points out. The other hand, Toma or Kuko, that, what is the beginning of that verse?
Old
Vaishnava Toma or Kuko. We want to be a dog, but we want to be a particular type of dog. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I will be like the dog, I will guard. So does that mean we bark? Yeah, we sometimes have to bark. But the idea is to protect the teachings of the Guru. And so, Tomara Kuko, Janya Bodhamara, consider me the dog. I will stay by your house. You'll simply throw me a scrap of food. On the other hand, Prabhupada said that in America it is. They have made dog their best friend because they are dog. So we don't have anything particularly against dog, but best friend, maybe not. You know, they're okay outside. We just heard about some Amazon delivery man who was killed by a dog. It happened also sometimes at postman. So the dogs are very heavy duty, you know. They're not always transcendental. They're not always spiritual. Shivananda's dog was very nice. He was eating green pulp of coconut malai and went back to Godhead, chanting also, thrown by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's another type of dog. Shivananda Sen had the adhikar to take care of the dog. He took care of all the devotees. Nobody was going to complain. He was fitting the bill and organizing the entire trip for 300 devotees, so he could keep his dog. Prabhupada said it appears he was attached to the dog, but he saw the dog. Then he came and paid obeisance to the dog. The dog had gone ahead and gotten lost. I mean, yeah, just see such a dog. But still, Kaviraj Goswami says, envious. Sometimes envious is snake also. Sarpa, Krotarak. There's two types of envy, envious man, Chanakya says, and envy and a snake, both envious. Sarpa, Krotarak, Kalakena Navaryata, Kala. Means an envious person. He cannot be pacified. A snake might be pacified by some herb or by some mantra. Mantra shodhira sasalpa. You could control, but the envious man is worse. Envious men, they're killing the whole planet. They're shooting, killing, bombing, designing weapons constantly. That's all they do. A snake bites one people, one person. Or a big snake, he can crush you and eat you. If you live in Sumatra or something. We don't live there, but sometimes it happens in Florida when they want to pet snake, then the snake crushes them. So the snake is many envious. Well, Prabhupada Maharaj, what does he say? So, yastu visvasa kalap kalapasidatam dantu bhuktani shivomito. He's praying, and Prabhupada's in that mood, that all those envious persons are just like worse than snakes. So, yastu visvasa. May the whole universe full of such envious persons be pacified. How will they do that? Manashtra Bhagavan Bhadatara Hokshade. By thinking of each other's welfare, thinking of Krishna and thinking of others' welfare. So they automatically think of each other's welfare if they can somehow think of Krishna. Aveshitam namatir apyahaiti. Haitiki, well, this is a very high level. Haitiki with no cause, a haitiki, a pratyata. So the acharyas are always trying to bring us up. They're so powerful, just like yesterday we had a day for Prabhupada, they're so powerful that even now, again, and so many people, you know, like so many thousands of people were initiated in India yesterday. Especially hundreds and hundreds. They wait for the day or something, auspicious day, or last week on Govardhan they had. So many people still, they're inspired by Prabhupada. They read, they see him, his presence is felt. So he's still uplifting. Is how will he probably use that Prahlad Shloka, what is it? Evam janam patitam pavavahiku pe. What is it? Kamavikana maniyapapatam pasamla. He was thinking, he was already came and he saw the coastline of Boston and he got off the boat for a while. So he wrote that. How are they, you know? So he was this prayer of Prahlad where he says, he's in a pit of snakes, Prabhupada, Bekama, Bekama, and so many desires one after another. And therefore he says, how could I give up the service of my Guru Maharaj? Others were inspired by Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta, but not so inspired, Bhitti Bhitti Achi Nagarika, to go out everywhere and preach Bharat Bhumite Hurlo, Amaradhya Guru Hayatari, that deliver everywhere like that. Not everyone was so inspired. The Prabhupada was so inspired. And how could I give up? What is that? What's the second one? Third one? Huh?
Third one is
Kripa Prasad. Kripa Prasad, Sarasi Na. Bhagavan
Gurhita.
Huh?
Bhagavan
Gurhita. Bhagavan Gurhita. Soham Kutam Vasajaya Tarabhutva Seva. How could I give up being maintained by my Guru, Bhritya Sevam, doing the service of my Guru Maharaj. And because the Guru is giving me divine eyes that we're reading about. Otherwise, chama means like, sometimes it means just fleshy eyes. Just like when even the Bhaktisiddhanta's disciples, they were going out for parikram. He was speaking, imagine Śrīla Bhaktisiddhanta speaking and you're going for parikram. What is the use of your parikram? He said, they are simply doing eye exercise. Eye exercise. The classic Śrīla Bhaktisiddhanta. He's like, imagine if you heard that afterwards, you'd get, you'd whack in your head. Why? Oh, Guru Maharaj said, you are simply doing for eye exercise. Prabhupada said, I stay, what is the uses of Shesha Shaggy, you know? I can see that anytime. You know, let me hear. This boy is good, he likes to hear. Prabhupada said, I only understood maybe 25% of what he was saying. Prabhupada, one of his, Śrīla Bhaktisiddhanta's lectures, sometimes put in BTG, we haven't seen that in decades, but still, he said, it'll perspire their brain, but brain needs to perspire, you know, when you perspire, it's healthy, they tell you to work out, so you'll perspire, you have to perspire, and that means you're really working out, so. Śrīla Bhaktisiddhanta, his words, they cut, or they enlighten. Yes.
And it says that a Brahmin is known for his ability to be satisfied with whatever he gets, like Sudama. You know, he wasn't dissatisfied with what he had. His wife made arrangement for him to go and ask for more wealth. So, but so many times you look with the thought process, you think, well, if I had more money, then I'd have more time to be able to worship Krishna, if I didn't have to work so hard. And this desire for wealth seems to be really a universal problem. I just read yesterday that the owner of Hobby Lobby said he was going to give his business away because of the curse of wealth. So many times people, they feel like it would help them, but then actually, just like Indra, he ignored his spiritual master, Brihaspati, because he just had so much wealth that he got carried away with himself.
There's one little saying, how's it go? Prabhuta Pai, Madan, what do you call it? Prabhuta Pai. One getting Prabhuta means great opulence, and Madan, who is it doesn't become an illusion? Madan. Madan is Cupid, but it means that, you know, Maya. Who doesn't fall into Maya? Prabhupada wanted his to work. He said, well, according to my astrology, I should be as wealthy as Burra at least. So he thought, well, you know, the same guy, astrology, I should try for that. But it never worked out. So then, Tatei Makam Param Sushan, which he took it as mercy. Tadjanam Shanai takes away gradually or quickly.
Mayavadi says Manu Narayana and all these things, and they're very highly educated, they're very powerful people. What kind of satisfaction, what kind of reciprocation they're getting? We do bhakti, we are looking at Shyam Sundar, we're looking at Krishna Balaram, looking at Gauranitai, we're serving Vaishnavas. So we get some rasa, we are getting some juice.
Well, no, Prabhupada said specifically in the Vrindavan lecture, he said they can get this sat aspect of Krishna, Brahmana aspects, but, and some chit, of course, but Ananda they will not get.
So, sure.
So I'm just quoting them.
No, you're right. So bhakti includes all, sat and chit, sat aspect. But how does the sat aspect look like? What is sat aspect? What kind of satisfaction?
Well, they get freedom from, you know, but they have to constantly study and get things this way by examining, constantly hearing, like Shankaracharya, what does he say? Let's say you won't accept him as a bhakta or something, but he has to, and probably used to quote some of the shlokas, I don't know, it's nice to know them, but like one of them he quoted that, Narishtana Balam Nabideshan Krishtama, it's poetic, Narishtana Balam Nabideshan, if you see a woman and you see her body in different, Nabideshan, the area of the navel and the breast, and so he gives his local, and so probably even quoted it, because it's, yeah, it's good. Narishtanadamo, Dishtanadamo, don't become illusion. So they read that, they hear all those things, they hear it over and over different ways. Dishtanadamo, Amanasi, which means your bottom bottom, again and again and again and again, think of that. But, you know, there's no Jew just to think, oh yeah, that's Maya. Neti, it's not that, right? Don't look at that, that's mine. But they don't have any real positive. The positive thing is, yeah, you have to study. And they're saying, well, I don't know if they always called three different sinful activities. They said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing three something, I feel it's called three something. Singing, dancing, and instruments, they don't do. But nowadays, it's changed. It's not like 1,500 years, 2,000 years ago. Then my buddies are also chanting bhajan. Prabhupada said they get tired of this drive, so they have to take to the bhagavatam. You know, they have to hear it. Because they can't go for that forever. It's too dry. It's dry.
It's so true.
What is that promoting on this?
Tiksha.
How does it go?
Are you thinking about when he said they're stolen away by inquisition or by...
Give me the mic.
I don't have a sense. Are you talking about the verse where he's saying that my inhibition for dancing, singing, and
no, I'm thinking about the one verse. It's quoted in CC, but it's not in CC, like you said. Prabhupada Saraswati probably told Prabhupada Goswami, don't put my name, because he's the guru of Gopalbhatta. Gopalbhatta, we know, he told Prabhupada Goswami, don't put anything about me, don't put anything in my writing, nothing in there. So fully figured out that's why Gauranga Saraswati is not, these shlokas in there as well. Because he's the guru, he's in the same attitude, so we won't, but still in the purport there's that verse that says, as long as one doesn't come in contact with the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he cannot give up Tatiksha Bhavat, the dry argument, and and speculate habit. You know, he'll go on talking. And, like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was saying previously, I was croaking, you know, and eating dry oil cakes, no oil in them, even just dry pork. You know, when you put some through juicer or something. He said, I was eating that, but now I was like a jackal, in the assembly of jackals, Sridhar Sangi, bow bow kore, bow bow, ba ba ba. Jackals make a horrible noise. Bow bow. What? Is a jackal out there?
Crows.
Crows, yeah. Jackals are worse, are scarier. The jackal can bite you, isn't it?
Thank you for your kind explanations. It makes sense. And you quoted this verse, Nadis Tandavara Navidation, Destroy Nagamuda Abhishan. Just by the knowledge, can you protect it by the breast of women?
Apparently, they probably said they're strict. I mean, he said, you cannot talk about becoming follower of Shankara unless you become sannyasi. He says that in an early, you know, talk on giving a song. Mahaprabhu was married twice, and he talks about all the Panchatattva, how they were married, except for, all of them were married. Were they all married? Yeah. So, Vinakarava. But, so that in Krishna consciousness, and a dog, anybody can chant. Even a dog can chant. So, anybody can chant and immediately become uplifted. But in Mayavad Sampradaya, in personal sampradaya, then you first have to give up sannyas. That's why Mahaprabhu took sannyas from Kesha Bharati. Kesha Bharati also is a bhakta, but somehow or other, in personal sampradaya, because the Vaishnavas, they just used to become Babaji, they didn't care for anything, they didn't go to anything, they didn't have anything. They didn't care.
Yet your person works in ISKCON, Tirula ISKCON. And you don't think if you agree, no, I'm not trying to be political, but I'm just stating that. If you have hundreds of millions of dollars and thousands of people who do bidding,
sure.
You don't think you can become puffed up?
Of course, 100%. It's a very aesthetic position. It's a very,
Well, he didn't say that, I don't think. He was saying something.
No, he's saying that if you're a sannyasi with thousands of followers,
yeah.
You have millions of dollars coming to your, for example, my Guru Maharaj, his women, Bhagavad Gita Maharaj, so much of opulence. But to stay humble, I was just traveling with him. I thought, how can he stay so humble?
The money goes to the secretaries, right? He doesn't carry it in his pocket, does he? Anyway, but the point is, those Mayavadis, they wouldn't touch money. Ancient, you know, classical sannyasis, they didn't. They become puffed up because everyone bows down to them. You know, and they just, especially in ancient India, nowadays, it still is there, but not so much. But in old times, all sannyasi, and they're given so much respect. Prabhupta Pai Madanahika. Okay.
Hare Krishna, thank you. If the impersonalist achieved the sat or even the chit potency, does that mean they're beyond the modes of nature?
Partially, maybe. Depending.
But they may experience a sense of relief, right? So that could be construed as some kind of pleasure, right?
Well, if you know, they could do all kinds of things, tantric. Mm-hmm. There's many things, they don't restrict themselves, they're different types, right? Different types of sarnath, Buddhists, and even amongst the impersonalists, the Sunyavadi Nirvishesh. Sunyavadi is like the Buddhist, Nirvishesh is more like the, So what is Kaviraj Goswami? He says, Nashtikava Bodhi Ke Adi, Vedashraya Nashtikava, that between Buddhists and the impersonalists, he said, actually impersonalists, so-called Hindus, they're worse than the Buddhists, because under the shelter, Vedashraya, they take shelter of the Vedas, they're Nashtika, but they become atheists. Therefore, he says, Bodhike Adik, they're worse than Buddhists. Anyway, that's not anything. We're done. Haribo. Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yes.